Okay, so good morning, everybody. We are beginning Hilchos Tefillah, Simen Peites Seif Aleph. Today, the Shulchan Aruch and Mishneh Berurah are going to tell us about the beginning and end times for the Tefillah of Shacharis. Says the Mechaber in Seif Aleph, Zman Tefillah Sashachar Mitzvasa Sheyaskil Im Hanitz Hachama Kedichsiv Yiraucha Im Shamesh. So the beginning, the preferred time to daven Shacharis is with Nitzachama, what we colloquially call Vasikin, which is derived from the Pasuk Yiraucha Im Shamesh. So the way that we learn from Yiraucha Im Shamesh is because Yiraucha Im Shamesh refers to Kriyashma, and we want to do Smichas Geula L'Tfilah, so we're going to have Kriyashma right next to Tfilah, so it ends up being that Tfilah, or that's a source for Tfilah being at Vasikin. Take a look at the Gemara and Brachos Taftes and Rashi and the Tzlach over there to explain that. What exactly is Nitzachama? Says the Mishneh Berurah in Seif Aleph, Hi hasha'a shehachama mascheles lizroach b'roshei haharim. So it's the time when the sun begins to shine on the mountaintops. The Mishneh Berurah points out earlier in Simen Nun Ches that one who's careful to daven kivasikin is zocha to be a ben olam haba and is prevented from encountering nezek throughout the day. So very high praise for someone who davens kivasikin. What if you usually daven kivasikin and there is no vasikin minion around on a certain day? Should you daven with a minion later, or should you continue davening kivasikin? You usually daven vasikin. Right, so this is your practice, but you happen to find yourself in a place where there's no minion for vasikin. So if you look in note one, he quotes from the Bir Halacha in Nun Ches. The Bir Halacha says you should actually continue davening kivasikin even biyachidus. So if you look back at the Mishneh Berurah in Seif Aleph, we're going to talk about to what degree one should always daven kivasikin, and so let's do that for the next one. V'roy v'nachol lizaher b'zeh lechatchila af b'mei haslichos. Says the Mishneh Berurah that it's proper to daven kivasikin even during the days of slichos, and even during days of winter when it's going to be later. Meaning during the winter, the nitzachama is going to be later, so he's saying that you should dafka wait until vasikin to daven, in order to fulfill this halacha.
If you don't always do it.
Correct. Again, he's saying that the preferred time to daven is at vasikin, right? So, and now he's adding that applies always. It doesn't matter the times of the when vasikin, when nitzachama is, doesn't impact the fact that the most preferred time to daven is vasikin.
This week is like 7:21, so should we wait an extra 3 minutes?
Okay, so let's get to that. So yeah, so like take a look at the next line in the Shulchan Aruch. Ve'hispalel misha'ala amun hashachar v'heir pnei hamizrach yatsa. So the Shulchan Aruch says that if you daven from alos hashachar and heir pnei hamizrach, we'll define those terms very soon, so then you're yotze, which the poskim explain means b'di'eved, you're yotze. So now we're going to want to see if there are any exceptions to that rule. Meaning, what the Shulchan Aruch is saying is that by default, one shouldn't daven prior to Nitz. But are there exceptions to the rule where you could daven prior to Nitz, even the Chatchila? So take a look back at the Mishneh Berurah. We're at the words Ach Kishem Mashkim. So Ach Kishem Mashkim Lotis Laderech Uchahai Gavna Shar Dechak Va'ones Demuter lahakdim kidelekamon b'sivches. So the Mishneh Berurah says that there are times that when it's mutter even the chatchila to daven prior to nitz, such as a shas adchak, you're getting up to go on your way. You don't have the ability to wait until nitzachama. So then it's mutter even the chatchila to daven prior to nitz. So that's the justification for many minyanim that daven prior to nitz. Al kol panim, says the Mishnah Berurah, yamtinu milevarich al atfilin ad sheyaker es chaviro haragil imoktas barichok dalet amos. However, one does need to wait to make the bracha on his tefillin until the time of what's called Misha Yakir, when you're able to recognize your friend from four amos away, demikodem asur levarich aleihen, because prior to that, one is not allowed to make a bracha on his tefillin, uchadele el besimin lamed sif aleph ayin sham b'mishnah Berurah. Now, what if you have the option of, or let's say like this, you are not in a rush. So you could either, but the community is in a rush. So the community has a minyan prior to Nates, but you could daven after Nates. Is it better to daven biyachidus at Nates, kivasikin, or to daven with a minyan prior to Nates? That's the question. So in footnote 5,
are we still talking about somebody who has the minyan?
No, here we're talking about just any average person. Right, so you're not always careful to daven at Nates, but the extra factor here is that by davening before Nates, you're doing something that would otherwise be considered b'diavad, except for the fact that for all the people who are davening before Nates, they need to do it because it's a shasadchak. They need to get out to work, their wives need to get out to work or whatnot. So the question is, you in your personal situation, you don't need that. So should you wait until Nates to daven, or should you daven with the minyan before Nates? So in footnote 5, he quotes a machlokas haposkim. The pre Yitzchak says to daven with the minyan. The Shelo Shmuel says to daven be yechidos at Nates. I asked Rav Willig this question one time last year, and he told me that it's better to daven with the minyan. I think that's general practice.
I heard Rav Willig never missed a Nates minyan, even during COVID.
Okay, so now we're going to get to another exception to the rule of davening before Nates is b'di'evet. Again, the rule is that davening before Nates, if by default, is b'di'evet, but we already saw one exception, that if you have a shasadchak or an ones, if you need to daven then, so then it would be mutter even the chatchila. And now we're going to get to another very fascinating exception. And this is very halacha l'maisa. Kasav bepri megadim b'simin taf tzadi dalid. The bechag hashavuos shnei orin kol alayla. On Shavuos, when people are up all night, muter lehispal el kodem hanitz. So then it's muter even lechatchila to daven before sunrise. The kishuyelchu lebeisam behashkama, because they're going to go home very early. Torachu lehiskabi chenis. Then they're not going to be able to gather together again for a second time to make the minyan at nitzachama. So this happens in Florida. I've been in Florida a couple times for Shavuos, and Nates is very late. It's not as early as it is here. Nates is very, very late. So in the springtime. So it's very difficult for people to stay up all night and wait until Nates Achama. So if you look in the Shaar HaTzion here, he says that another reason why it's mutter to daven prior to Nates is because it's Torach Lohem Lahamtin. It's very hard for the people to wait until Nates in order to daven.
How late is late over there?
I think it might have been in the late fives or maybe even sixes.
Houston too.
That's after staying up all night, right?
The whole other shiur.
So exactly. So I think I don't know if all the if every shul does it, but I think most shuls, and certainly the big shul down there, the Young Israel of Hollywood, they daven before Nates on Shavuos. And it's based on this Mishnah Berurah, that this would be another exception where it would be Mutter Lechatchila to daven before Nates. Umikol makom yash li zaher shelo likros kriyash makol kach ba'ashkama, dahainu kodem she'er schavir berichok dalet amos v'yakirenu, deze osar lechatchila uchdele el besimenun ches ayin sham. Mishnah Berurah adds that one should not daven, one should not say kriyashma prior to the time of Misha Yakir. And so what comes out of this Mishnah Berurah, based on earlier Mishnah Berurahs, is that the time of Misha Yakir is Koveya. That's what guides us for when we make a bracha on tefillin, and also when we say Kriya Shema Lechatchila. So therefore, even if you're davening prior to Nates, you should make sure that at least your tefillin are on after Misha Yakir, and Kriya Shema is happening after Misha Yakir. So let's get into a little bit more of the details of this time prior to Nitz. The Mechaber said that if you daven from Amud HaShachar V'Heir Pnei HaMizrach, then you're Yotzei B'di Eved even on a normal day. So this is a little bit ambiguous because he's giving us two phrases to describe this beginning time. Amud HaShachar V'Heir Pnei HaMizrach. So what do each of those mean? And which one is really the beginning time? So Amun HaShachar in Tzivbi says the Mishnah Berurah, Amun HaShachar Huma Shemaschil HaShachar LaHavrik B'Mektzaso Ma'at Ma'at. It's when light begins to shine through slowly, gradually. So that's the earliest time that you see light outside. Umash Ma'medivrei HaMechamer Tekodem He'ir Af B'di Eved Lo Yotza. V'chein Hiskimu Harbe Achronim Delo Kemagin Avram V'ayin B'vir HaLacha. So what the Mishnah Berurah here is saying is that there's a machlokes haposkim between the Shulchan Aruch and most other achronim versus the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham holds that one can begin to daven even from that time of Amud HaShachar, which we just defined as when there's a gradual emergence of light outside. That's very, very early. Many other achronim and the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Mishnah Berurah, say that no, that time would not be allowed. Rather, one would have to wait until what we call Heir Pnei HaMizrach, the second phrase that the Mechaber used. What exactly does that mean? If you look at Sif Gimel, Pnei HaMizrach, Uba'inon Sheyair Pnei Kol HaMizrach. What this refers to is that the entire eastern side is light. We actually learned this in the Mishnayos in Yuma, if you remember back to Yom Kippur night. Yeah. So that's when they said Heir Pnei HaMizrach, so then that's when they were able to begin the avod of the day. Heir Pnei HaMizrach was the earliest time that they offered the Korban Tamid Shal Shachar. So that's why most of the poskim say that Heir Pnei Mizrach is the earliest time that you could daven Shacharis, because Shacharis is Keneged, the Korban Tamid Shal Shachar. And since that was the first time they offered the Korban, that's the first time that you can daven. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'lo sagi b'mashe hivrik hashachar k'nekuda bilvad." It's not enough just to have a tiny bit of light. Kasav b'chidusha erbeki ve'eger da'av shahakochavim nir nadai berakia mikol makom yomhu. It doesn't matter if there's stars out, as long as the entire eastern side is light, that would be sufficient to at least daven b'di eved. Now, since there's a machlokas haposkim, again, the Magen Avraham is lenient to allow one to daven even from Amun HaShachar, even when there's a little bit of light. So the Bir Halacha makes a distinction. He says that when there's no Shas Hadchak, when you're not in a pressing situation, so then you're not even Yotze prior to Heir Pnei Mizrach. Then Heir Pnei Mizrach is the final beginning time. However, when you're in a Shas Hadchak, the Bir Halacha says, so if you davened prior to Heir Pnei Mizrach, you davened after Alos HaShachar, then B'di Eved you would be Yotze. So he makes a distinction in the Shas HaDchak realm. Because of that one day, or because of the Magen Avraham, that says that you would actually, B'di Eved, you would always be Yotze after Amun HaShachar. So the Bir Halacha takes that one notch down, and he says, B'Shas HaDchak, you'll be Yotze after Amun HaShachar. Next in the Mishnah Berurah, Yatza. So he points out that the formulation of the Shulchan Aruch is B'di'eved, Va'afilu Shalo B'Shas Hadchak, meaning that you're always Yotze after Heir Pnei Mizrach, even without a Shas Hadchak. And as we mentioned earlier, U'B'Shas Hadchak, Kigon B'mashkim, Latis Adarech, U'Chai Gavna, Shad Chak Va'ones, Afilu Lechatchila, U'Chidila Kaman B'Sevches Ayin Sham. That's the justification, as we said, for many minyanim that daven prior to Nitz, because they need to in order so that people are able to get out to work. That's considered a Shas Hadchak Va'ones, or Mashkim Latis Laderech, where the only time that the people could daven with a minyan would be prior to Nitz HaChama, but at least after Heir Pnei Mizrach. Now the Mishnah Berurah is going to emphasize the difference between Shacharis, meaning davening Shmona Esrei, versus Kriya Shema. Vida, D'divrei HaShulchan Aruch, Einam Amurim, Rak L'Inin Chovas Mitzvos Tfila Bilvat. He's only talking about Tfila, the Yotze Ba'achar Sheheir HaMizrach, that you're Yotze from the time that the eastern side is completely light. D'bezek Var Higi Azmana, D'nitkena Keneged HaTomid. As we said earlier, the tefila of Shachris is Kneged, the Korban Tamin Shal Shachar, Ushchitas HaTamin HaYatikef Meshaheir HaMizrach. They used to Shach the Tamin right after the eastern side was light. Aval Le'inin Kriyashma, when it comes to Kriyashma, Shokodem HaTefila, Lo Ayri HaMechaber B'Simin Zeh. The Mechaber is not, the Shulchan Aruch is not talking about Kriyashma in this Simin, he's only talking about tefila. Vayim Le'el B'Simin Nun Ches, Mimishna Buras, have cut in Yud Tes, where he does talk about Kriyashma, the lo yotze b'zeh yedei chovas kriyashma af di eved im rogil lasos kein ad sheyaker es chaveiro harogil imo ktsas barichu dalet amos. As we've said a couple of times this morning, the earliest time to say kriyashma on a lechatchila consistent level is at the time of misha yakir, but Heir Pnei Mizrach is obviously prior to Misha Yakir, because Misha Yakir is harder to accomplish. You have to be able to see your friends from dalet amos away. So for Kriyashma, the consistent time has to be from Misha Yakir and onwards. If it's, the Mishnah Berurah spells out in Nun Ches, that if it's once a month that you say Kriyashma prior to Misha Yakir, but after Heir Pnei Mizrach, you would be Yotze. And also in Ashas Adchak, you would be Yotze. But again, one should not be Rogil. He shouldn't be accustomed to saying Kriyashma after Heir Pnei Mizrach, but before Misha Yakir. So, again, back in the Mishnah Berurah, V'ayin le'el b'simen uches, b'mishnah Berurah sevkan yetes, d'lo yotze b'zei d'ichovas kriyashma afti yevet im rogil asos kein, ad sheyakar eschavio rogil moktsas barichun talan amos, v'ze me'uchar mizman de'heir ha-mizrach. The time of Misha Yakir is after Heir Pnei Mizrach. Ubiprat, and especially kisharotza ozla hanyach tefillin, u'duvarich alein, you want to wear your tefillin as you're saying kriyashma, as we're supposed to, you want to make a brach on tefillin, de'bivana in duvarich ad sheyagia hazman de'misha yakir hanizkar le'el. So one should not make a bracha on tefillin until the time of Misha Yakir. Back in the Mechaber, one more line in the Shulchan Aruch, v'nimshach zmana ad sof arba sha'os shehu shlish hayom. So far, we've defined the beginning time for Shacharis. Preferred time is Nates. Earliest possible time is Heir Pnei Mizrach. What about the end time? So the last time to daven Tefillah Shacharis and to be Zocha, to merit the Schar of Tefillah Bizmana, would be until the end of 4 hours into the day. How do we calculate the 4 hours? So we use what we call Sha'oz Manios. We don't go by the standard time that we use, but rather we divide the daylight hours into 12 portions. And each of those portions is considered a sha'a. That's what's called sha'oz manios. So when we talk about 4 hours here, we're talking about four sha'oz manios. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah clarifies in Sif Hei. Hayom, v'em hayom aruch shmona esrei sha'oz. So if you have a very, very long day that has 18 hours of daylight, have a shei sha'oz al hayom. So then it would be 1/3 into the day. So it would be 6 hours into the day. Uchashahyom aruch tesha shaos. When it's only 9 hours of daylight, so then have a shalosh shaos. So then it would be 3 hours into the day. Olam sharin shaos eilu lufi inyan hayom. You always measure these hours based on the daylight hours. Vehim nekron shaos manios. Shahyom eschalik l'shneim asar chalakim. You take the daylight hours and divide them into 12 portions. Why a third? Ve'inin hashlishu shetfilas hashachar hu neged korban tamin. As we stated earlier, we give the korban, we start the shchita of the tamin shal shachar at Heir Pnei Mizrach. That's why you can start then, and it was never given after 1/3 into the day. Ula'olam lo ichru oso melahakruv la'achar shlish hayom. And therefore, the cap, the latest time to get tefila bizmana, is 1/3 into the day. Adds in the Mishnah Berurah an important line, v'tzarech ligmor hatfila shmona esrei b'soch hashlish hayom. The Mishnah Berurah says very clearly, based on the Magen Avraham, that one must finish shmona esrei prior to the 1/3. This is an interesting discussion between the Aruch HaShulchan and the Magen Avraham. The Aruch HaShulchan wanted to be medayik from a Tosfos in Maseches Avodah Zarah and also Brachos about the story of Bilam, that one would be, as long as one started Shmona Esrei prior to the end time, then he would be Yotze. Many other poskim hold that no, one should finish. And we see the Mishnah Berurah saying very clearly here that you have to finish. And in the footnote, they also point out, based on the Bir Halacha, that, and the Mishnah Berurah later on, that one should also finish Chazaras Hashatz prior to the end time. So the end time is really a real cap. Okay, tomorrow we will go forward with our discussion of the end time for Tefillah Shacharis. Have a great day, everybody.